Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Along with the many things to do and activities at Evergreen Park in Sanilac County, a new one has been added. There is now a Little Free Library at the park at 4731 Van Dyke, Cass City. The library is located next to the park's office ice machine. The park has 173 campsites on its 103 acres. There's a bathhouse, cabins complete with a microwave, a fridge, and has air conditioning and heat as well, Wi-Fi service, and a disc golf course. There are also handicapped accessible restrooms, showers, fishing, nature trails, a basketball court, a beach area for swimming, and more. The concept of a free little library is take a book, share a book, and it is a free book exchange. The library is generally a small box shaped like a house that is full of books to borrow for free. Anyone may take a book or bring a book to share. It is a catalyst to encourage reading and sharing the love of books. Seaboing Village Police Chief Steve Repke announced Bayview Gardens, BVG for short, has worked up ground to allow for the creation of a community garden at the Senior Center at 628 East Main Street in Seaboing. Repke explained administrators at Bayview Gardens asked him what he thought about allowing the development on the center's grounds for a garden. According to Repke, the more he thought about it, the better he liked the idea as a way to showcase the community about the positive growth that is happening in the village and an easy way for residents to grow their own vegetables. In a joint effort, a garden area was worked up on the west side of the BVG's grounds, which can be entered off of 7th Street. That area was selected because it has easy access to develop a gardening area and a parking lot. The grand opening of the Stake Your Claim Garden will be on Wednesday, May 15th, 3:45, with a ribbon cutting at the garden. This will be the first year for the venture, so there might be a few issues to work out, Repke said, noting that there is a possibility the effort might grow to include a storage garden shed with community gardening tools, along with a small flower garden. And we'll continue with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Here's that song again! Yay! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again!
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day!
Yay! Here's that song again!
It will make you cray-cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Nearly 50 homes were destroyed and dozens more were seriously damaged during severe weather last week in southwestern Michigan's Kalamazoo County. That's according to the county's emergency management director. The lost homes include 24 mobile homes near Portage. The National Weather Service confirmed 4 tornadoes in the region on May 7th, including one in the Kalamazoo area. Emergency Management Chief Mike Korfman says 28 people are still staying at an area shelter. He says they will never be able to return because their homes are gone. Crews have conducted a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The demolition today marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dolly container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dolly lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the Dolly to be refloated and restore traffic through the port. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And the temperature is currently 58 degrees. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 6 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 88%.